Welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy House podcast,
where you talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Smooth.
It hit different. Like, we sitting here, because our setup is different for the people who are listening, looking at you. It feels more intimate to me. Like, I don't know. When I look at you in your eyes, I could cry.
Oh, boy. You know, you put it on for the camera, bro.
Don't
feel
do that
way? You feel that way?
Don't do that. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. I speak to you like this when the camera's on and off.
Okay. You do.
So let's not do that.
You a simp.
I am.
100% grade A simp material.
You a simp too, though.
Only for the babies.
So, yeah, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways, how you feeling today?
I'm coming off of a period where I was really drained. Mm-hmm. Energy was depleted. I didn't feel like myself. But I do feel better.
That's awesome.
I do. I feel a lot better. And today, this episode is going to help me feel even better. How are you?
I'm good. I am, like you said, coming off a period of, mine wasn't necessarily drained, but like, I don't know. I feel good just in general. I feel very motivated, maybe more motivated than I've ever felt.
Yeah.
To be the highest version of myself, put out the most, what's the word? When you let people in, what's the word?
Vulnerable.
The most vulnerable art that I can give the world right now. So I even danced in the last promo, and I don't dance in public.
No, you don't. So, but you did. I love your little dance moves.
Thank you. Anybody who don't will be blocked. So
we'll be blocked.
We'll be blocked if you don't like my dancing. So I've been feeling good.
Yeah. I'm excited, too, because we challenged each other.
Mm-hmm.
A 30-day video challenge for me.
A 30-day song challenge for me.
A Vlogmas. Don't know what we're calling it. But, yeah. And this is something we've never done, so.
Ree is doing Vlogmas, guys.
Yeah, so if you're into that kind of thing, video content, vlogs and stuff, definitely check out my videos. And your music dropped tomorrow.
Well, by the time they hear this, it'll already be out, though.
Yeah, so go stream Sunset Tim on all streaming platforms.
Yes, new single, Nefertiti.
Yeah.
Is out now for y'all listening.
Yeah, yeah.
How y'all feel?
How are y'all?
You almost skipped over them.
No, I didn't. I was just, trust me, I don't ever forget about them. Don't ever.
From the cubes.
From the cubicles. From the gym. From your home. Wherever you are. Take a deep breath. My ring keep hitting the table.
Yes, it do.
But take a deep breath and check in with yourself. How are you?
So with that being done, what are we rapping about today?
Today we're talking about, I don't really know how to phrase it, but we're just talking about when your energy is depleted, right?
Yes, energy drainers.
Energy drainers and
energy givers.
Givers, yes.
And where we are on that spectrum, and can you play both roles? How does it go? We're going to try to dive into everything that is energy transactional today.
Yeah. What is energy to you? When you think of that word, energy, what comes to mind?
I think of the moving force behind all things, right? Mm-hmm. Just in general. I think every living thing has energy. Trees, plants, humans, animals, everything is like energy. From the ocean, our weather, like everything is energy. The earth itself, when she gives off energy, we call it an earthquake. Like,
yeah.
Energy is everywhere. And it is the universe. Right? In motion.
Yes.
So what is energy to you?
When I think of energy, I don't know if I'm programmed to think this way, but I think of human beings and the energy you give off.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's mostly what I think. I think of your aura, your soul, your spirit, and how you interact with those around you, with yourself, with the world. I know when you're given a definition of a word, you're not supposed to use that word in the definition, but
yeah, I get it though. I get you. I get your definition of it too, because that is right. I feel like when you're within 4 feet of somebody, how you feel naturally when you get that close to them is like their energy, their aura. Because you can feel when somebody's like got an attitude, mm-hmm. or like somebody's in a great mood, a motivational mood, you know, something spiritual. Yeah. You can really feel it, you know. So when you within 4 feet of somebody, what comes about of that is their energy.
Agreed, yeah. And it's been so many times that I've consciously, but also unconsciously, ignored my energy. Like, you know, it's mm-hmm. almost like a gut feeling. We talked about that in the past.
Yeah.
But, like, when I think of energy, I think of, like, gut feeling. Your gut feeling is your soul or your spirit speaking to you. And it's been many times when it comes to people or situations that I've ignored my energy and also other people's energy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. One other thing, when I say 4 feet within somebody, made me think of, like, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Really let me, like, know, like, a lot of people wasn't staying 4 feet away from me.
Bruh,
it's like...
Is it 6 feet or four?
I don't know if it was 6 or 4, but either way it goes, especially, like, when you, like, at a place in line.
Yes.
People, like...
Be all up on you, like, back up. You know all my, up in you know my space.
Trick. I act like I'm yawning, and I just throw my arm back and forth to damn, nigga, scoot back some.
Right.
Like, bruh, that is... It's wild if I can feel...
Your breath.
Yeah, on my neck.
Yeah, that's insane.
You trying to take some.
Yeah. Hold up.
You trying to take some.
Yeah.
What's going on here? But anyways, off subject.
But yeah.
Let's get into this.
Let's get into it.
So for me, energy is the consistent trade, right? Like our economic system, we trade goods for services. All the time. Trade is a natural part of the universe. When you speak with people or interact with people, we are trading off things 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So we are often trading energy unknowingly, because it's not like when we go to Target, we check out, we know what we purchased and what we got through the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Energy doesn't necessarily have a receipt. It just has a feeling mm-hmm. when you leave.
Agreed.
And a lot of times, since we ignore ourselves, our inner selves, we might not notice the energy we have until we're so far gone away from it. We don't necessarily know where it came from, where we purchased this energy from, where it came from, or who gave it to us, or where it was. So often we ignore ourselves until we can't even find the correct receipt on how we got here.
Agree. I'm really guilty of that. Like a week down the, I was going to say down the road, but a week down the, I guess a week later. And I have this particular energy from something that I experienced a week ago.
Yeah, you do that often.
I do that a lot.
Often.
I'm very guilty of that.
So, yeah, so when we finally grounded in ourselves and we come back and we're noticing, like, all the juice is gone. Our mojo, our swag, all that is gone. Somebody took it. And it is at that moment that Johnny realized he fucked up somewhere. And now we're in a panic to find out how we got here and how do we get our mojo back.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I said in the beginning, I was kind of in a space where my juice was gone, my energy was depleted. But again, you don't realize it until after, you know, that thing or that person has drained you, or like Brent said, bled you dry.
Yeah, so you don't bleed you dry for
they
real.
Just want to bleed you dry for real. Boy, hey, nice. I love you, Brent.
Boy, nice.
But, yeah, you don't realize it. And so you start doing shit that is, you know, outside of your character. Like, it happened to me. I started speaking to my family members in ways that, you know, I don't normally speak to them in. And I remember yesterday I was just being so negative.
I can't remember it.
I was. Do you remember? I was watching YouTube videos and I was like, she'll never be able to do that, da, 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 like...
Something like that. I remember this period.
So, yeah, like, you'll realize, like, damn, I'm acting in the way I don't normally act, and you kind of like, shit, my energy ain't what it is.
Yeah.
And you kind of... And really, at that point, you go back down the line to try to figure out, how did I get to where I'm at right now?
Who was I talking to, bro?
Like, who did this?
Who I hollered at? Where was I at? Like you said, you just don't know where it all went wrong at a lot of times.
Yeah, and it's actually not always people, although that's what we are mostly talking about today, but it's mm-hmm. not always people. It's activities that you know, have been
Work. If you've been working a lot of hours, it can drain your energy.
Social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too much screens.
Yeah, yeah.
Or doing too much of anything, like an overdose of anything can really deplete your energy. But again, today specifically we're talking about people because that's what we...
mostly interact with. That's how we usually exchange our energy, is through like people.
So since we're talking about people in this instance... they're often referred to as energy vampires, but we're using the term energy takers, energy drainers, right? These are people who drain you of your energy. Like, when you go around these people, after you leave, yeah, you feel depleted. You feel drained. You feel like, I don't know, like, just not yourself, like I was saying before. A lot of times how you can spot these people, like, think about family members or friends who call you early in the morning, or it don't even matter the time, but they just dump all that shit on you.
Yes.
Those people.
They say, what you doing, or good morning, and they get
right on to it. But you said, what you doing, or good morning, just to say it, like, not to actually listen.
Yeah, that's just proper etiquette.
It's proper etiquette.
But I'm finna lay up in you real quick.
Exactly. These people tend to, you know, want to be the center of attention. They blame others for things that are going on in their life. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, they drain you of your energy. And just like the phrase says, they take without giving pretty much anything in return, for the most part.
Yeah. Most of them lack emotional intelligence.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea that they don't even see themselves as someone that could drain some of their energy.
Yeah.
In their eyes, they are just venting to a good friend, family member. They're just letting it loose.
Yeah.
But when you let it loose, it lands somewhere.
It got to land somewhere.
It has to. Energy is neither destroyed or
created. It's just only transferred. Yes.
So, yeah, when you get the dumping in places, it has to land somewhere. You need to ask someone, do they have enough to take on it?
Do you have the capacity?
Yeah, so that's just, like I said, takers are just so good at it a lot of times, too.
And it's just like, read the motherfucking room, you know?
If they could read the room, they would. Well, they can possibly, but I guess they just choose not to.
They so far into their own
reality,
yeah, that they don't, that they're blinded by your reality or the actual reality.
Yeah, a lot of times takers struggle with the fact that they are not the only world.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
So them getting involved in someone else's world never transferred as a thought in their mind.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's just in their world.
Mm-hmm.
So you are just a friend that they used to, like I said, dump energy on.
Yeah.
Sadly, sometimes.
Yeah. Why do you think people drain others of their energy? Like, why do they do this?
I think one of the biggest reasons is because the taker themselves are disconnected from the source.
Mm.
They're disconnected from themselves and they're disconnected from the universe.
Yeah.
That is the one answer I think all takers probably can, like, go back to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since takers don't believe that they themselves possess that kind of energy, then they must seek someone who has it so they can get it.
Yeah.
You have people just be like, I just want to be around good vibes right now. Mm-hmm. I got all this going on. I just want to be around good vibes. Right now, he's taking.
Yeah, and it's like, because I feel like that happens to us often.
Yeah, it happens, yes.
It literally recently just happened, and it's just like, okay, you want to be around these people with the good energy, right? But when you go around these people, you still have your energy.
Yeah, you
whatever that energy is,
yeah,
you still have that. So it's like, what about those people? You know, and I think really too, I think a lot of times people think that the people with who have good energy, good vibes, I think they think that they're so
abundant in that source
that their energy can't be disturbed. And sometimes that is the case, but if it's like, for example, and just to be transparent, like if my mom was here for 10 days, if it's a long period of time like that, it can really drain you.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a false thing that takers believe that energy givers have an untapped amount of good energy that they always can go to. But
I'm human.
But that source that they're talking about, that they think that the energy giver is, that's the universe that you're referring to. That's God that you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
That is the unlimited source of energy.
Right. That's who you need to be talking to.
You trying to get it from me, I got it from him. And you have access to him. But yeah. instead, you coming through me. Yeah. He only gave me one cup. And somehow, I can't feel both of us at the same time.
Yes.
Takers are, like I said, really good at spotting people with this high vibrational energy.
Yeah.
They are not like, there's an old saying like, you can't get no money, hang around broke people. Uh-huh. Like, takers live and die by that.
Yeah.
I can't get no good energy around some bad energy motherfuckers. So that's why takers never link up with takers. Yeah. Like, they never, you never gonna find really two takers staying around each other very long. The friction happens almost
absolutely.
Immediately, like.
Do you believe that, though? You can't.
I absolutely do not believe that.
You can't have good energy around someone with bad energy, or you can't be, get, you don't believe that?
I don't believe two bad people can equal good energy.
No, I'm saying like the first thing you said before, where the person, the mindset of a taker, I can't be around. What did you say about being broke?
The classic, you know, you heard people say all the time, like, you can't get no money hanging around broke people.
Yeah.
Do I believe
that? Yeah. Just, yeah. Absolutely. And the same with energy.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I believe that two people with low energy can start to refuel themselves. Now, they can't refuel each other, but you can have a buddy or partner to be on that path with of refueling.
Yeah.
So, but it cannot be I'm at 30, he's at 70, let me get his 70, then I'll be at 100. And then what you gonna do? Then I get him 50, then I got 50.
Yeah.
And then y'all just gonna keep trading it back? Like, nobody's ever gonna be at 100.
Yeah.
But if you two can be a special reminder, a human clock to the other person that, hey, we need to meditate. We need to pray. We need to take time out to ourselves so we can get our energy back into the right flow.
Yeah.
Then, yes, you two can replenish, but not off each other, just from the universe, from God himself.
Yes. I love that.
You getting real googly-eyed with this new setup.
I love it. Because, like, I'm looking in your... It's like I'm looking into your soul.
We're doing some energy trading right now.
But it's like, positive, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. We're just going 100 for 100, back and forth.
100 for 100. Yeah. Band for band.
So ratchet. So with takers suffering from a disconnect from the true source, they often have it confused what leaning on someone and draining someone is. Mm. Leaning on a friend during hard times is what friends and family, what we're here for.
Right.
But taking is not. Mm-hmm. Taking is something that when you take from people, it's almost like an energy scar. You can feel that. And people don't forget when, like, I can't go around them right now.
Yeah.
Last time I was around them, like, it's one of them jumps when you get back in the house and you get behind the door, you say, boy, he's something else. Yeah. She's something else. I can't deal with that no more.
Yeah. What do you think the difference between leaning on, like, what would that look like? The difference between leaning on somebody versus taking? Like, what are some examples of that?
Like, the phone conversation. Like, a lot of people get it through that phone. That phone deadly sometimes in the morning.
Yeah, it's like, my shit be on D&D, though. Like,
You leave your shit on D&D so long, I have to ask you, like, hey, baby, could you please take this off? Like, it's 2:30. Like, I think people can contact you now.
I just don't want to be the afternoon. Leave me alone.
It's the afternoon.
Especially in times like right now where I'm trying to do, like, you know, reset my energy.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it is that when my energy isn't right, I don't really like to communicate with people like that.
Yes.
Because I want to get myself right for me, but also for you. I don't want you to have a conversation and be like, oh my gosh, she was such a bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I don't want to be cruel or negative to someone else. Yeah. So that's why my shit be on D&D.
Yeah, I get it. But a lot of times we have to remember that what we focus on magnifies. You taught me that.
Yes.
That's the difference between taking and leaning. If you come in and take and you're making the focus negative, it's like almost automatically, even if we're mid-conversation, now I'm thinking about the negative things in my life. Now I'm thinking about the things I don't have.
Agreed.
Now I'm thinking from a place of lack because this is the conversation that we're having right now.
Agreed.
I think when you lean on a friend, it's like, brother, I'm going through a rough time right now. I don't really want to get into it or nothing like that. But, you know, when I just want to, you know, be around some company. You know, maybe we watch these guys. Like, we watch the goddamn game. We go to the bar or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
We do that. We lean on each other. But you don't have to drain in that sense. Like, you're just leaning on someone.
Yeah. You know what else I have noticed, too? And I've noticed this within myself. or it's something I wanted to challenge myself to do. Mm-hmm. I think when you're talking about leaning, I do think it's okay if you let your friend, your family know what you're going through. I think that's okay. Yeah. Of course,
it's healthy.
It's healthy because you have to get it out. I mean, you could get it out the other ways, like journaling and stuff like that. But if you want to talk to a family member or a friend, that's fine. But I think that sometimes, like you said, we focus on the negativity. And it just keeps going on and on and on, like this perpetual cycle, this spiral. But what if we focused on solutions?
Yes.
I think that shifts it, like,
you can start
times 10. Yeah. Like, yes, you focus on solutions and you focus on the possibilities. You know what I'm saying? And so a different energy comes, yes.
Yeah. Solution-based thinking brings a different energy out.
Agreed.
And again, don't forget to tap in with that source, though. If you tap in with that source before you come to me, then we can properly talk about things.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But if you come in and I'm the source, then, I mean, now you just, like you said, you just draining me. I'm not like the water hose or the water fountain outside. Like, you just can't press me and it just keeps flowing. That's God.
Bro, when you said, because I've never thought about that like that, right? Like, you said people need to go to source. The higher power, universe, God, divine, whatever you refer to the higher power as, but instead they go to you, to me, or to whoever has, you know, high vibrational energy that they know when the universe is speaking through you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You are not source. Yeah. You are a...
just a being just like them.
What is it called? When you were created by source. And yes, you are a being just like them. Too, a byproduct of source, right? Mm-hmm. So, because I'm not source and just a byproduct, not just because that's the miraculous thing, but a byproduct of source, I'm still human being. We're spiritual beings having human experiences, but my energy can get depleted. Like you said, it's not, like you said, a faucet.
I'm a gallon.
He the whole river, the ocean.
I'm just a gallon over here.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you can drain a gallon quick. Like,
man.
So stay on the hunt for those takers. Well, not hunt, but just stay on the defense from those takers.
Yeah, just be aware.
Aware. Socially aware, emotionally aware of how things feel when you're around certain people.
Yeah. You mentioned this earlier, but I think another huge part of like why some people take so much is that they're not self-aware. You said emotionally intelligent, but I think if you're going to be emotionally intelligent, it starts with being self-aware.
Facts.
Yeah, so I think that's another large part of why some people drain others of their energy. They're just not aware of themselves, of their actions, of why certain things keep happening to them the way that they are. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, they're just blind.
Yeah,
almost.
They're blind. And because they aren't self-aware, they go to different people, leeching off their energy, draining them of their energy, not even aware of who they hurt in the process. Because I think you and I were having a conversation. I was like, do they even care? Like, you know, does this person even care that they're doing it? Like, are they aware? Well, do they care? You know.
And I don't know. I don't know if they, I think they might care. I don't believe takers, not all takers. Now, there are some takers that just don't give a damn how they leave.
Some people are really transactional and they want to use people.
Like vampires. Like vampires suck the blood till you gone.
Yeah.
And then there are other folks who just, you know, in all honesty, they don't have enough emotional intelligence. Yes. Or they might just be so emotional right now that they're not thinking clearly.
Yes.
And they just dump on you.
Yeah.
So we got to be a little forgiving to some of them. Now.
Yeah.
Not all of them, though.
We have to be forgiving, but at the same time, you have to protect your peace. Something I've been telling myself lately, too, is just like, and this goes for, I think, is a lesson for people who are energy takers, is that I don't want to make decisions off of temporary emotions. Yeah, I don't want to make permanent decisions off of temporary emotions. It's like, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Do you think you've ever been an energy drainer?
I probably have. It's one of those things that you wouldn't be able to recognize you're doing it. Like you said, your emotion's so high.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to ever come off like I'm too perfect and I'm just too high, because who I am is not who I've always been.
Yeah.
So I know there has been a point in my life where I may have drained somebody of their energy, and I'm not too good right now to unconsciously drain somebody or unintentionally drain somebody of their energy. But through this process of self-awareness and connecting to source, which is connecting to myself, I, you know, want to be more self-aware and intentional when it comes to my relationships. And if I'm having a problem, leaning instead of taking and draining.
I think in relationships, it's so easy to be a taker.
Yeah.
And it's also so easy to overgive in a relationship as well, because your partner going through something, you want to do in all things in your power to make them happy, but it's too tricky to make someone else happy. Mm-hmm. That's their own kind of thing they have to figure out themselves. Yeah. But even in that relationship, it's tough to see your person not doing well, and you just want to give into, like, pour into them as much as possible.
Yeah.
So it's a two-way street, especially in relationships. It is extremely, like...
Especially in relationships. Romantic relationships.
Yeah, it's extremely tough to see your partner go through something and not want to give, you know what I mean? Or vice versa, not wanting your partner to kind of not take from, you know what I mean? It's easy to be a taker in a relationship.
Yeah. I remember it was a point where whenever I was going through something or sad, and I still do come to you, but I don't expect you to heal me of all my problems. But I feel like at one point I was like taking, in a sense.
I probably was too. I can't remember a specific time
period. Yeah, same.
But
I'm sure.
Oh, it happens.
Because so. I know when we first got in our relationship, when I was like, we were in high school. I can say this now, but I don't think then I was aware enough. But I wanted somebody to save me. I did.
I
wanted to
saying.
Be saved. I wanted to be loved.
Yeah. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be saved. Even at times, I wanted to be entertained. Like, if I'm bored, then I need you to figure out something to do to make me not bored, kind of thing. And with this trade-off that we're speaking about, I know we've been heavy on the takers, but the givers, you are not of fault here either. There's some things you need to control, right? I think with most givers, love is blinding.
Mm-hmm.
So when you love somebody, you truly, you know, want to see them do well, it will blind you to the fact that you are being drained. Or you might know it and you just believe that this is the last time.
Yeah.
Right? That they're going to need me to pour into them in this fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Givers believe. And that right there very much makes you a target to a taker naturally. Like bugs to light. Takers are attracted to people who believe. And givers believe strongly that everyone can have this high vibration. And it's true, but not from each other, only from connection to source.
I think you can, your energy, I think if you both have first connected to source and you have that energy within you, I think you can, like, I won't say, I basically vibe together, vibrate high together.
Yeah. You can just vibe. Then nobody's taking. Now we just kind of, if I was going through something and first I connected to the universe before I called you, it's more of a conversation like, man, you know, I'm hurting financially, but you know what all this tells me is that, bro, I need to get on my shit. You do that business I was talking about. And then yo, friend, whoever you talking to, like, yes, I believe in you can do that.
Now we
vibrating high. Yeah. We hyping each other up. You know what I mean?
I think because a lot of times people would just be looking for a little bit of encouragement.
Sometimes, yes. They do.
But
like I said, givers are not of, like, no fault at all. You need to look in the mirror sometimes if you're a person that people can consistently come take from. Where are your boundaries?
Yeah, boundaries are huge.
Because you were just allowing yourself to be drained, and what do you have to give you at the times that you need to be at your highest peak? If I'm an artist, and if I let somebody drain me before I go in there and record that song, what do I have to give to my art today now?
Yeah.
What do I have to give to myself because I've been drained by someone else?
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't set my own boundaries.
Yeah.
So it's critical that givers understand
their role.
Yeah, your role. It's not your responsibility to feel people.
Yeah.
At all.
Agreed. I think sometimes, too, speaking from experience, especially when it's family, someone you care about, someone you love, you feel obligated. You almost feel like you owe this person
something.
I at least owe them that. You know, I at least owe it to them to be there for them. You know, so it gets tricky. It can get really hard. But if it comes to a space and time where you're giving more than you can bear, you have to create some distance, some space between you and that person. And that don't mean that you can't be there for that person, but you have to make sure that you have the capacity to be there. And it sucks though, because sometimes people don't even want you to like say shit. Like they just want to like somebody to like.
Yeah, they just want to dump.
They just want to dump. Like they put the phone. Like literally, there are people in my life where I have the phone on speaker. And they'll talk, and I'll walk away and go into another room, and I come back, and they still talking.
And now I got to come and be like,
yep. Damn, that's crazy.
People will go on one of them rants. Like, that is some funny shit. That's funny.
Yeah, so, and that really sucks, but you just have to, like, sometimes, and it's nothing personal, it is, but it ain't. Mm-hmm. But if I see that person calling at that time, and I don't feel... I ain't got
what it take right now. I need my energy right now.
I need my energy. I don't answer.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could picture like the universe, you had your cup and he trying to pour into you. You pouring into somebody else. Now the universe just pouring your blessings into your hand because your cup tilted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your stuff just running through the floor while you filling up on somebody else.
Yes, or even like the more that the universe pours into your cup, the more that this other person take out. So you can't even get past that certain point.
On your cup. Yes. Right? Yeah. As soon as you get to 60 right there, boy, they splashing you.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you let somebody who takes stick around long enough, they just drill a hole at the bottom of your cup. They be draining your shit as soon as he come in. Like, there are some situations that are that bad, but those are the extremes. And I'm hoping... Yeah. If you were part of any relationship like that, you get out as quick as possible.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, givers, again, you have some responsibility to knowing your threshold. You can't just out here willy-nilly. You're not him. You're not, big him. You're not that guy. You can't just be giving like that.
Yeah.
For my givers, and I know everybody goes from giver to taker, so.
Yeah.
But right now, for the givers, givers often have a weak spot that takers can always lean on.
They can sense it.
Like, I ain't really getting them, but when I press this button right here, boy, I got them every time. Takers are professional at what they do. Mm-hmm. Givers are also professional, too.
Definitely.
But yes, when somebody has your weak spot figured out, it can be really hard to get that, monkey off your back.
Yeah, and as a giver, I think it's important that you know what your weak spot is.
You have to know.
So you can sense, like... Ah, shit, they doing it.
They doing it.
They doing it. All right. Okay.
Mine is like, one of mine is children.
Children?
Children is one of my weak spots. So, like, if somebody needs something from me, they can tie a kid into it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just need, for such and such, you know what I'm saying? Or I just need whatever. If you can tie a kid into it, I'm usually pretty much a sucker for it.
Sidebar, our neighbor came over, one of my neighbors, because I don't know if you're new to this podcast. If you are, we love our community. We love the kids in our community. Hey, Mr. Travis, like, they mostly love you, but...
They love you, too, though.
They love me, too. They saw me, hey, Mr. Travis, I'm like, hi. I'm clearly...
clearly the wife.
Yeah, but one of the girls, she came to our door, and she was like, knock, knock, knock. She was like, my mama want to know if y'all got some eggs.
Three eggs.
Yeah, we had...
we had the eggs given, but It is cool. It's the first time I've ever been like part of a real community. Yeah, like, and that really
just
on each other.
Yes, and it really just made my entire day.
Yeah, it was
like
cool.
I was like, oh my God.
It was
so
cool.
Sweet. But yeah.
But like I said, givers, like I said, know your weak spot. If you got a significant other that when, I think Lauryn Hill has a I can't remember the bar, but it was basically like you hurt yourself to make me stay or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't remember the exact bar,
that's
though.
That's it.
Yeah, that's but like, it. A lot of takers are like that. They'll hurt themselves knowing that you have a weak spot for seeing them so hurt or vulnerable. They self-inflict just to get you going.
Yeah, my weak spot is tears.
Tears?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You weak for some tears. Might cry. Yeah. Might get you going.
I start crying. Especially, like, this is something I want to talk about, too.
Empath people like you.
Yes, because yeah, I would feel like
you finna say it.
Yeah. Are you? You think you're an empath? I think you're an empath.
A little bit. Not as much as you now. Not as much as
bro,
you,
bro. And it comes like even when it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Something online, like I put myself in the shoes of whoever is experiencing that thing, and like I be feeling like I'm experiencing that. And when you're an empath, shit like that, like when with the takers, it can hit you much harder.
Yeah.
Because when someone tells you their shit, mm-hmm. as an empath does, in empath fashion, You feel it.
You feel it.
You feel it deeply. So again, you even if this person, most of the time it's people we know. It's our family.
Most of the time, yeah, yeah.
You know, you feel obligated.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you feel like you have lived it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole nother.
Like, yeah, I know what you're going through. I got you type. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a whole nother. So you, like, again, like I said, you feel obligated. But, and this is something I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
Being an empath is a superpower.
It is.
It should be a superpower, but I think I've been in a space where I've allowed it to be, like, to do more harm than good in my life.
Yeah, no boundaries, and people just using it up. Just taking advantage of it.
Yeah, so if you're an empath, we on this journey together.
Yeah, buddy, it's rough out here for you.
It's rough.
It's rough, bro.
But it don't got to be.
It don't have
We're
to
leaning
be.
Into our empathetic powers, and we're going to use them as superpowers. You got to learn more about ourselves and about that power that we hold.
Yes. Givers also have so much, like I said, belief. Givers have defined history and logic so many times that they believe everyone can do it, which they can, but it's not their responsibility to make sure you're replenished that whole time while you're trying to do it. That's for you and the universe to figure out.
Yeah.
But givers often believe that, like I said, they can pour into people and they are helping these people. And a lot of times we are more like a crutch for them that they're always coming back to. Like sometimes, I hate to use this term, but it's the first thing that came to mind. Sometimes you do need to leave people out to dry.
Yeah.
A little bit. They have to figure this out on their own. You can't keep being the answer for it.
Yeah. If not, they're going to keep coming back to you and they're never going to learn.
Never.
The lesson that they were supposed to learn.
Sometimes we try to run away from the lesson, the thing we need to go through. We try to run from it so much. I mean, let me call mom and dad. Let me call, you know, my partner, friends, whoever. We try to, as quickly as we can, put a Band-Aid on what's going on. But sometimes we need to feel it.
Mm-hmm. I think most of the time we need to feel it. You know, I'm big on feeling.
Big on that.
Yeah.
You're really cute.
Thank you. You're really handsome. So, if you're in a situation where, you know, you've been drained, you've been bled dry.
Bamboozled.
How do you reset your energy? How do you replenish?
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
I try to stay as connected to God as possible.
Mm.
So my replenish ain't never really too low if I'm staying connected with him.
I ain't
never really getting too far past like 70.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always floating around 70, 75. And when I need that 100, 120, whatever, I know to go to him. At this point in my life, I know to go to him.
Yeah.
At other points, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost let the natural, because I feel like if you just ignore it after time, you will kind of refuel, but it's going to come back again because you didn't really solve the problem. You're just ignoring it to where your emotions don't feel it right now.
So is that really refueling?
It may not be. It may be like a false sense of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know necessarily what to call it, but it's just like something that's getting you. You're getting through, but it ain't with the same energy as it could be if you was connected to source.
It's like GMO.
Almost like
organic
a GMO,
versus GMO
type thing. You know what I mean? I get that. Like Gatorade versus coconut water type shit.
Yeah. Coconut water is so good. You hate coconut water, though.
I hate it, but I do think it is very hydrated.
That pink one?
It look cute. We talk
that
coconut
pink one
water
is so good.
Boo boo.
Boo boo.
Boo boo.
Boo boo. The pink one is fire. You sleep. You so sleep.
I do pineapple juice, though.
You do love pineapple juice.
I love me some pineapple juice, but coconut is off limits for the boy. I will never.
Don't say never.
Never. How do you replenish with Gatorade? I don't know why.
Stop.
You felt like a commercial out of you.
Stop.
Like D Wade was finna pop out of nowhere.
I think for me, you said who was finna pop out of nowhere?
Dwayne Wade was gonna pop out. Him and Gabrielle Union did Gatorade commercials together. That's why I thought about that.
Oh, okay. I was like, who?
Yeah, yeah.
For me, like you said, definitely connecting to source. And I connect through source, like, obviously by praying and meditating and even stretching. Like, there's something about stretching and yoga that connects you directly to source. Like, you have no choice but to be in the moment when you do that.
Yeah.
No choice. And so by connecting to source, I connect to myself, you know, journaling and just being in solitude, mm-hmm. feeling my feelings, yeah. letting them go, and movement, obviously. So, like, that's a really good way to, like, release is by moving your body. Like I said, yoga, but sometimes it's running, and sometimes it's going to the gym. But specifically this time around when my energy was drained, I put the energy that I had into something that gave me more energy. Mm-hmm. For example, when we first started this episode, we talked about how we're challenging ourselves to do... Well, I'm doing Vlogmas.
Yeah, I'm doing a 30-day song challenge.
Yeah, and so when we were talking about it, I saw the light in me. You saw it, so you was like, no, you lit up. You got to do this.
You
lit up.
Like, you were so hyped.
Yeah, so...
Eyes got wide.
Yeah. Yeah, I was... I'm really excited about this. But, like, yeah, just putting my energy into something that's going to give me energy back.
Yeah, you're putting good energy into the world.
Yes. So that huge, that's how, what I'm doing this time around. Some things to remember, though, if you're in a situation where your energy has been just draining, you want to replenish and you want to reset, boundaries.
Yes.
Set your boundaries.
Can't speak enough about boundaries and all things.
Bro, somebody called me this morning, 8 a.m., talking about their problems, and I, you know what I said? I know better.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I answer this call? Sometimes people will blow you up, so you think something is actually worse going on,
but they get on the phone. They trick you.
That's hitting the weak spot.
That is hitting the weak spot.
You
think that I'm in danger.
Yeah,
you have to come. You get there, and this nigga didn't spill milk. That's it.
Like, sir, I could have ignored your call.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, setting those boundaries. And, like, it's like setting boundaries with those people who drain you, but setting those boundaries with yourself.
With yourself, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think sometimes we can forget.
Yeah, you can. Like, we can often get so lost in, like I said, helping people, we forget. Like, all right, it's almost like a bedtime. Like, yep, I didn't sat here. I didn't listen to them, you know, long enough. Now they're going in circles about the problems and shit. We're not getting no solutions. It's about time I say my little piece. Leave me with a couple good words, and I'm going to go and head out, baby, bro.
Something I just thought about. Do you think that people who give fuel off giving?
Oh, that is a good one, because sometimes you're feeding your own ego.
Yeah.
By trying to be a person who's always giving so you can be looked upon as a person who's always there. I said givers are, like we said, they are not, like, of no shame in this part either. Yeah. Like, givers have to take responsibility for what they let happen to their energy.
Yeah. I think also, though, in the process...
That's a low-key taker, really. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
What? What's a low-key taker?
A person that gives just so they can be praised.
Yeah.
You're a low-key taker.
You low-key. Yeah, because you have other, like, what's the word?
Ulterior motives.
Yes.
You want to be praised.
But what about the people who give and genuinely feel good, right? Yes. But in the process, you end up feeling more drained than good.
It's a tricky thing. That's why you need to have your boundaries and know the good people that you need to lean on, good people you allow to, I ain't gonna say you allow them to drain you, but the good people that, you know, you'll lend a shoulder to if they need it.
Yeah. And also, another important thing to remember, though, is, like, just being aware of self, mm-hmm. being aware of who and what feels good and who don't.
Yeah.
Because, like I said in the beginning, it was times in my life where I didn't realize, like...
That they was on you.
Like, I thought we was vibing. They was on you.
They was on you.
I'm thinking we vibing. It's all good. Like, and I'm really speaking, like, I guess more so my younger adulthood with friends.
Well, recently it just happened to you. Somebody hit you with a little okie doke. You went to go talk to somebody. And it was supposed to be about...
Oh, my God.
A certain subject.
Bro. When I tell you the last couple weeks been whipping my ass, my energy been so drained.
It's supposed to be about a business opportunity. You get there.
And it's something else.
And they just draining. They just trying to ask you question over question, just draining you.
Yeah.
Of all the knowledge that you had on this, that, and the third. And y'all never even spoke about what brought y'all together.
Yeah. Crazy. But I remember, like, being younger, like 18, 19, and being around people, and I'm thinking we vibing, right?
Yeah.
Like, even after we left, I'm like, you know, that was cool.
Yeah.
But then I start to feel a little bad. I start to feel a little drained.
Uh-huh.
And that's just, like, not being self-aware enough to know that in the moment how I'm feeling with this conversation. Because I remember in the past, I got together with friends and we would trauma bond. We would talk about other people.
Yeah.
Talk about all negative shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying you can't talk about your experiences.
Yeah, your experience with people, but
we gotta draw the line.
You know, once like I said, there's venting and talking about it that you know once we cross this one line, like we've been on this subject for this long, we circling back through this and that and third. Now we just done.
Yeah, now yeah. we just
now we just being negative.
Yeah.
We not even venting no more.
Yeah. But yeah, so just being aware of who and what feels good and what doesn't.
Absolutely.
And standing on business when you know that shit don't feel good.
Stand on that business of self.
Bro. Yes.
Stand on that. Cause ain't nobody else gonna stand on it for you. Like,
nah.
If you never say no to folks who around you who take well, they ain't gonna never say no. Nah.
They not. Why would they?
They ain't gonna never. Nah. They ain't gonna never for once think like, damn, bro, I done really like tapped in with bro too many times. Like, nah, they ain't gonna never. If it's frequent and flowing, they ain't gonna never just say nah.
I've heard Kalani say it. I'm paraphrasing here, but the people who benefit from you being who you were, they don't want you to change. They don't want you to become self-aware. They don't want you to, like, have these realizations about yourself and about them because they benefit from who you are in this moment.
Absolutely.
Why would they? So beware of those people who don't want you to evolve because they benefit from you staying the same.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, very. And the last thing I want to remind you of is that what you give your energy to expands. It smooth. Multiplies.
Yes, smooth. Yeah,
so whether it's people, whether it's the internet, mm-hmm. whatever it is, what you give your energy to, it expands, it multiplies. So if you want abundance, I feel like I've literally said this exact same thing before, but I'm going to say it again.
And again.
If you want abundance, focus on the things that are beautiful and what's the word I'm looking for? Focus on the things that I guess focus on gratitude.
Yeah, just focus there we on go. Things that make you feel grateful. Focus yes. on things that put positive energy out there.
Yes, like yes. You
said, what you focus on expands. What you give energy to expands. You in a negative conversation about somebody, y'all will expand on that
yeah,
person.
Yes.
It went from not liking the attitude, now y'all don't like a face.
Exactly.
Like, now y'all just spiraling in negativity. And it can work the opposite way. Like, you call your friend up, man, I just got 3 new clients, and now y'all expanding on ideas and how to, you know, get 17 new clients or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Yeah, so just be aware of what you're giving your energy to. Be mm-hmm. aware of the conversations that you're having and if they're fueling you or if they're draining you. Be aware.
Absolutely. And don't think I made a post earlier this week was like, I got love for my day ones, but what day we counting from? The day I met you or the day I met me?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not make sure we just not leaning on people or letting them take from us because of some type of loyalty card that we owe them something.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you don't owe nobody, pretty Nothing. Much nobody anything.
Nah.
You know, not at all. Not to that extent. You don't owe nobody nothing like that.
Not to the extent where it's depleting you, where it's harming you and you can't show up for yourself. You don't owe nobody nothing to that extent.
Yeah, if you ever, easy signs, if somebody call you and you dread answering it, but you still answer, that is a sign.
That's a sign.
It's a quick sign. For most people, that's usually where it starts at.
Yeah.
If you dread answering that FaceTime or something like that, you need to check that relationship.
You need to check it.
With that being said,
thank you, Mr. Sunset, for having this conversation with me today.
Dude be landing on thick on here, bruh.
You need to stop saying that because it's not true.
You be trying to simp me up.
You think I be running game on you and I don't?
Yes, I think you run game on me.
Thank you for real though. For real. Thank you for having this conversation with me.
Thank you. It's game, but whatever you want, you can have.
Whatever I want, I already got.
And what you have, you're grateful for.
And what I have, I'm grateful for. But thank you guys for being here with us today, allowing us into your space. It means the absolute world. We're sending you so much peace, so much abundance, and everything you need in this moment. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Peace.